Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I so look forward to spending this time with you, and I pray that you'll be blessed as we share a subject that is near and dear to the heart of God. Sometimes I have to preach messages that aren't always a lot of fun to preach. They hit us right between the eyes, and That's a good thing, because we need to be instructed in righteousness, and that's the purpose of the Word of God. But I trust that you will be blessed, and your spirits will soar, and your heart will be lightened, regardless of where you're at, how you are doing at this present time, to know that God has a plan and purpose for everything, including your life. So let's ask the Lord to bless our time together today, and as we go on in the message that I've entitled, Seek Divine Pleasure. Father, we thank you for this wonderful privilege that in the Spirit, Lord, I know you've graced this ministry with many loyal, faithful listeners, wonderful UCM partners, and those who have listened for years, perhaps have never written. Nonetheless, Lord, you know I keep them in my prayers. But Father, I pray that you will make your word that I'll be sharing today, the next few days, make it such a reality in our lives. Cause us to be so motivated by the truth of what your word declares, that we will find strength and joy and glory as we go on in to the days and weeks ahead of us, and to things that you have prepared, Lord, the good works for those whom you love and those whom love you. So, Father, thank you for your anointing. Have your way. Minister to the hearts of the people. And, Father, I do lift those who are struggling right now through trials and challenges and battles. I take authority, Father, over every work of darkness, whether it's sickness in the body, whether it's oppression in the soul or despair or discouragement, whether there's just a severe spiritual time of spiritual warfare. Father, I'm praying, Lord, that your anointing will destroy every yoke of the evil one. And Father, you always have an answer. You have a word that you can give to us to encourage us in personal ways. So, Father, I release that rhema word to everyone who's listening, Lord, that they will be strengthened in their heart, and Lord, they will find joy rising in their soul and faith become stronger and brighter. And we will know, Lord, that we serve a God with whom nothing is impossible, and to those who believe, you said, nothing shall be impossible to you. And we stand on that word in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I'm going to start by reading a lovely passage of scripture found in Psalms, the 45th chapter, and it speaks about the Lord Jesus. And I'll start with verse 2. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, hallelujah, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. I'll pause for a moment. I think of that, what we call the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And beloved, Jesus gave that for us to pray. He spoke that to his disciples, and he includes all of us all down through the centuries. And we shall see that one day whether the Lord tarries and we go by way of the grave, or those who are alive and remain, we shall experience it. Hallelujah. But this is the scripture I want you to focus. This is verse 7. Speaking again of Jesus, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, his Father and our Father, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. If you remember what the scripture says, Jesus endured the horrible suffering, the shame, the embarrassment, the ridicule, the physical, emotional, spiritual sufferings he endured from the time in the garden all the way to his last breath when he committed his spirit to his Father, that for it was for the joy that was set before him. And there's much to be said about that, the power and the effect of our emotions. It is our will that is essential in terms of our walk with God or turning away from God, choosing righteousness or choosing sin. But in this world, I declare the whole world is being run by emotion. It's how I feel, you know. Beloved, the devil perverts everything, but good, godly emotions God has given to us, and that joy, the joy set before us, beloved, that is invested in our beloved, the fact, the reality of the Word of God, that he's coming to set up a kingdom, that we shall be forever with him. That same kind of joy, Scripture says, comfort one another with these words. So for that kind of joy, when we're in the hard place, when our heart is breaking, and beloved, I know what it is to be in hard places. That's why God has given me such a compassion for people as they write in, because I understand loneliness. I understand overwhelming burdens. I understand what it is to feel at your wit's end, at the limit of your strength and endurance, spiritually as well as physically. God knows, but he loves and understands, and I am here to declare to you, God was faithful. I am here on this broadcast to demonstrate all the things God has brought me through. I think of that wonderful song we used to sing, if you never had a problem, you wouldn't know that God could solve them. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. And so we want to discuss this whole subject of divine pleasure. And as we look at it, there's two perspectives. First of all, most importantly, we want to seek not only God's approval, God's pleasure in terms of our lives. Actually, there's a threefold division, perspective, if you will. The most important, I declare, is doing that which would please God. We want to, in all of our lives, do the things that would not grieve the Holy Spirit, but bring pleasure to our Father. And we do that by not only hearing, but fulfilling and obeying the Word of God. As a result, he experiences joy in our lives. And beloved, we experience joy because it's a divine element that when we're walking in obedience to God, there's a joy that floods our soul. And I know those of you who are listening to me, you can relate to that. Perhaps he's asked you to give something, I don't know, whatever it is, of your time, of finances, of a gift, whatever. There's such a joy in giving. Jesus said it's better to give than receive. Now, we all love to receive, but there's a joy in giving. And so we want to understand in greater and greater measure. And you know, I can only touch on a few points. What I'm going to do is share literally what the scriptures say. And it's not comprehensive. It's not totally inclusive. There's so many ways we can bring delight to the heart of our Heavenly Father. And there's so many ways we can experience an element of divine pleasure that we have not yet experienced. So often, so many of us are running to natural things, you know, the sympathetic ear of a friend or a loved one, or we find it in other ways, very personally and privately, in addictions, in habits, in the the things that will bring comfort to us. We all have done it. Beloved, there's not, it may be very in different ways, but in some ways, it's just a matter of what we choose to bring comfort and pleasure to us. There's, you know, all manner of things the human heart can devise that will bring satisfaction. Some seek satisfaction in pursuing power and fame and money. Yeah, they actually do. Now, maybe you can't relate to that, but there are some that do, even in the Christian realms. I won't go there, but I'm going to be good. Anyway, I would suggest to you that one of the most important ingredients of our Christian faith has been missing in the lives of a lot of Christians. No, that's not true. There's some glorious, godly saints. We may not even know about them. I mean, history doesn't record them. We'll meet them in the heavenlies. We'll meet them when we're with Jesus. But that is the result of man's misconception of God. They don't understand that God is a... That's why I shared that passage in Psalm 75. Jesus has been anointed with oil of gladness above his fellows. He's more joyful. He is happier than any of us. Just think about that. But he wants to share that joy. And if we'll listen to his word, I believe that all of us can increase that joy that we walk in, that we so desire. And if we do, aren't we going to stand out? Look around. You go shopping. Drive down the freeway. Take a look at expressions. How many people are really happy? Okay, I don't have to emphasize that or illustrate it further. I think we can see that readily. But God has a plan for us, and I believe that in these next days, weeks, months ahead of us, he wants you to experience a newfound joy in loving God and in serving him, and that joy will be a motivator for all kinds of new things in your life. Wouldn't you want that? I know I want that. So I'm asking that the Lord for you as well as for me. Well, I love you, my UCM partners. I'm so grateful for you and my radio family. Even if you've never written, I still pray for you every day and ask that God's Holy Spirit change you from inside out. Amen. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And oh, won't you write, share, let me know if you're being blessed by the broadcast. Of course, we are a ministry of prayer and intercession, so the announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write and share your prayer request. Should you email, I can respond more personally and in length with if you share your mailing address. So until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,